Hi, friends. I hope you are doing well. I'd like to change things up a little bit today and discuss a halachic topic. It's something that I've been learning recently in my own learning, and I thought it was interesting enough to share, especially since it's relevant every single Motzei Shabbos. There's a dispute how to hold the Havdalah items during the Motzei Shabbos Havdalah. I'll start with the machlokes, and then I'll explain. So we'll work that way. There are really two approaches. You start Havdalah with your kosher. We know Havdalah has four components to it. There's the bracha of Yayin, Bar Pri HaGefen. There's Besamim. There's Eish, Borei Mor Eish, the fire, the candle, which I'm not going to use today. And there is the bracha of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. There's four aspects: Yayin, Besamim, Eish, and Havdalah. So certainly when you start Havdalah, you hold the cup. I think everyone agrees to that. The first machlokes is, the first question is, do you hold the besamim from the beginning of Havdalah or not? So you start, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, maybe you sing it. We're not going to do that today either. So you start your Havdalah. Are you holding both the kos and the besamim? That's one machlokes. Or you keep the besamim on the table and only do the Havdalah, the kos, and when you get to besamim, you'll pick up besamim. That's one question. The second question is, when you get to besamim, are you also holding the kos in your left hand or not? So if it's the besamim has been on the table, so do you take this, you start with Borei Pri HaGefen, put this down, pick this up, Borei Minei Besamim, put this down and move on to Eish, or do you start like this, Borei Pri HaGefen, then switch hands, Borei Minei Besamim, switch hands back, Borei Mor Eish. So those are two different issues, two different disputes, and I'd like to try to understand them today. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. It's a Gemara in the sixth parak. The Gemara says as follows: Tana Rabbanan, Hevi Lufnei Shemen V'Yayin. A person has oil, and a person has wine. He's not interested in drinking the oil. He's interested in smelling. There was good smelling oil that they would have at the end of a suda. So they wanted to have both. You had a yayin, which you're going to have at the end of your meal before benching, and this oil, which you make a bracha on smelling the oil. So Beis Shammai says, Oches Hashemen b'yimino, the es hayayin b'smolo. You hold the oil in your right hand and the wine in your left hand. Mivarech al Hashemen, you make the bracha on the oil, and then you make a bracha on the wine. So oil, then wine. But the Braisa says, hold the oil in your right hand and wine in your left hand. Beis Hillel says no. Oches es hayayin b'yimino, v'es hashemen b'smolo. Hold the wine in your right hand and the oil in your left hand. Mivarech al yayin, make the bracha on the wine first, and then you go ahead and make the bracha on the oil. Now, you see from this Gemara that on the item that you're making a bracha on, you should be holding it in your right hand. Oches hashemen v'yimino. And then when you want to make the bracha on the wine, you put the wine in your right hand. So you see from this Gemara, this is what the Rishonim point out, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way, in Siman Reish Vav, that anything you want to make a bracha on, be it food or smell, a person is supposed to hold the item, hold the cup of coffee, hold the apple, hold the flour that you are going to smell in your right hand. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason you hold it, is that better, more kavana? It focuses your kavana on the item you're making a bracha on if you're holding it when you make the bracha. And why the right hand? The right hand, because the right hand, is always more chashuv. Now, the Rishonim don't explain why you have to hold the item in your left hand in that Gemara. So you're holding shemen and yayin. According to Beis Shammai, shemen is first, and you have to hold the yayin in your left hand. And according to Beis Hillel, the yayin is first, and the Braisa says, hold the shemen in your left hand. And the question is, does the Gemara mean davka specifically, you have to do that? Or what the Gemara means. So maybe you have to do that for some reason which we don't know. Or what the Gemara is saying is that's what was done. They didn't have these large tables. They had small tables that were brought in front of them, and there wasn't enough room to put extra items on. So maybe when the Gemara says, hold it in your left hand, it doesn't mean you have to hold it in your left hand, but just that what was done. Now, that's a question. The Mordechai, in the back of the Gemara, quotes a Rav Yah, who says, you see from this Gemara, that every mitzvah item as well. It's not just bracha on food and bracha on smell. Every mitzvah item, ra'oi lo sheyochaz b'yamin. You should hold it in your right hand. And we paskin this way. V'chein havdala. So too havdala. Listen to the words carefully. Ochez es hayayin b'yamin. Hold the wine in your right hand. Umavarech bor pregefen. And make your bor pregefen. V'shuv no tel es hadas b'yamin. And then take the besamim in your right hand, the hayayin besmo, and the wine should be in your left hand during the bracha besamim. You mevarech ala hadas, you make your bracha on besamim. Umachzir hayayin liyamino, you put the wine back in your right hand. So the Rav Yah extrapolates from this Gemara that so too for a dvar mitzvah, an item of a mitzvah, you should hold the mitzvah in your right hand, and by Havdalah, hold the yayin in your right hand, then hold the besamim in your right hand, but when the besamim is in your right hand, says the Rav Yah, yayin should be in your left hand. Now why should that be? So for that, the Mishnah Brura, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, the Mishnah Brura explains that really all of Havdalah is supposed to be said al hayayin. Havdalah as a whole was established, instituted, set up to be said al hayayin. So the same way that you're making a bracha on besamim, which is part of Havdalah, it should be said al hakos. So you hold the kos while you're doing the besamim. The besamim has to be in your right hand because that's the thing that you're smelling, that's the thing you're doing the mitzvah with, that's the thing you're making the bracha on. But don't keep the yayin on the table. The yayin should be in your hand because Havdalah was instituted al hakos. That's what the Mishnah Brura explains for this Rav Yah. What's missing is this idea of holding the besamim in your left hand at the start of Havdalah. That is not in the Rav Yah. That's not in the Mordechai. And that, honestly, is not found anywhere. The Prisha, who's a commentary on the Torah, he quotes the Mordechai that at the beginning of Havdalah, Ocheis HaKos B'Yamin, hold the kos in your right hand, V'Hadas B'Smol, and there was something in the left hand. But that's not in the Mordechai. The Mordechai just says, hold the Yayin in your left hand when you're saying B'Smol with your right hand. That makes sense. That's because Havdalah should be said al hakos, and besamim is part of Havdalah. But it does not mention in the Rav Yah at the beginning of Havdalah holding the besamim. There's no point. You're not up to that part. You don't hold the ish. So why should that be? The Shulchan Aruch, though, seems to paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ocheis hayamin b'yamin, Ocheis hayayin b'yamin, hold the yayin in your right hand. The hadas b'smol, and the besamim should be in your left hand. So the Shulchan Aruch, following this prisha, which is not rooted anywhere, mentions you should hold the besamim in your left hand. So to review, the Shulchan Aruch says, at the beginning of Havdalah, hold the yayin in your right hand and the hadas in your left hand. And during besamim, hold the besamim in your right hand and the hadas in your left hand. If you're looking at the video, you can see it in my hands. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And we're pointing out that the first halacha of holding the besamim in your left hand doesn't seem to make sense. It's not rooted anywhere. But the halacha of holding the yayin in your left hand with the besamim in your right hand, that is rooted in halacha. So it comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees on both points. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean specifically you have to hold the besamim in your left hand in the Havdalah, nor does he say you have to specifically hold the yayin when you're doing besamim, so the yayin in your left hand. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Orcha demilsa nakat. The Shulchan Aruch spoke that way, the Gemara speaks that way, because that's what was done. It was easier to hold both items than to put them down on the table. But now that we have larger tables, and it's easier to put the item down on the table, there is no need to hold not the besamim from the beginning of Havdalah and not the yayin during the besamim. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. And that's the machlokes. the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say you have to do both. The Besamim in your left hand from the beginning of Abdallah and the Yayin in your left hand during the Besamim. And the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with both points. In the contemporary poskim, so Rav Simcha Bunum Konan is Sefer on Shabbos. That means it's called the Radiance of Shabbos. So he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein that Rav Moshe Feinstein would actually hold the Besamim in his left hand from the beginning of Abdallah. And he quotes that the Stipler, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael, Yisrael Yaakov Kanievsky, did the same thing. He explains, perhaps the Svara is Chivuv Mitzvah. It's showing that the Mitzvahs are excited. They're special. You're about to do the Besamim. You hold it from the beginning. It shows an appreciation. It shows an excitement. It shows a Hachana to the Mitzvah. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he says the same thing, and he adds, the Bor Mireish, we light the candle from the beginning of Abdallah. Why do we light the candle from the beginning of Abdallah? Why don't we wait until we get to Bor Meori Ha'esh to light the candle? You could say it's a hefsek maybe. He says no, because you're excited for the mitzvah. It's a chib of ha-mitzvah. So that's where Moshe, the stipler, following the simple read of the Shulchan Aruch, that you should hold the Besamim in your left hand at the beginning of Abdallah, and during Besamim, switch, it won't be that easy because the cup will be full, switch and hold the kos in your left hand and the Besamim in your right hand during Besamim. However, I saw in the Sefer Shalmei Simcha, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman had a split psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arabat Zecher Tzadik Livracha would hold the Yayin in his left hand during Besamim, but he would not hold the Besamim in his left hand during Yayin. So he would start Abdallah only holding the Kos Yayin. Baruch Adash and Baruch Yehine Kel Yishuasi, Baruch Pregafen. Then he would get to Besamim, and he would switch the Kos to his left hand and pick up the Besamim in his right hand, because he felt the first Psak is correct. To hold all the items were set ala Kos. So hold both items. But at the beginning of Abdallah, he did not have the Besamim in his left hand. In the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, they bring from Shmuel Kamenetsky the same thing. Shmuel Kamenetsky said that the beginning of Abdallah, there's no point to hold the Besamim. And in the footnotes, he asks some of the questions we've asked. There's no source for that. And the Gemara says, hold the Shemen in your left hand or the Yayin in your left hand, but there's no real Svara given. And there you can't say Chibuv Mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah. It's a Birchas Hanenin. So the svar of mitzvah, Rav Simcha Bunum Konan, the Piskei Tshuvos, doesn't even apply. So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky also had that split psak, that when it comes to holding the Yayin during a Besamim, that you should do. Havdalah in its entirety was instituted ala kos. However, the Besamim at the beginning of Havdalah, that he says, there's no makom, and is unnecessary. So let's just review. We have two different disputes, perhaps rooted in the Gemara, perhaps rooted in an understanding of Rav Yah, which the Prisha understands one way, but the words aren't really there. How to hold the Besamim and the Yayin. One opinion, which is the simple read in the Shulchan Aruch, is beginning of Havdalah, hold the Kos in your right hand and Besamim in your left hand. Maybe because of Chivuv Mitzvah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, did. That's what the Stipler did. Personally, that's what I do. I'm not recommending you need to do that. I do that because my father does that, and he probably did that because his father did that. So that's what we do. We hold the Besamim in our left hand, like Rav Moshe, like the Stipler, like the simple read in the Shulchan Aruch. Why would that be? Perhaps Chibuv Mitzvah. Then we finish Bor Pirag FM. I put the cup down, try not to spill too much. Put the Besamim in my right hand, and now the Kos in my left hand. And I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Minei Besamim. And that's because the Besamim also was instituted al HaKos. That's one approach. The second approach, which is certainly valid, this is Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Shmuel Kamenetsky, and others, in the beginning of Abdallah, just the cup. To hold the Besamim, not necessary. To me, in Svar, that opinion makes sense, but I'm not willing, at least yet, to change for my family minhag because I think in the sugya it fits that way. I'm a little bit worried to do that. I'm a little bit tied to tradition, which is a good thing. The other svara, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Rosh Hashanah Kamenetsky, and I think this is a simple read in the Ravya as well. For Yayin, only hold the cup. No reason to hold the Besamim. Then you get to Besamim, then put this in your left hand, pick up the Besamim, just like this if you're watching the video, and now you're going to say, Bor B'nei Besamim Al HaKos. It's going to be with the Kos. That's a review of these two opinions. Every Motzei Shabbos, we say Abdallah. Either way you go, you'll now know why you're doing what you're doing, and there should be a chibuv mitzvah, an excitement, even for the mitzvah Abdallah, which means Shabbos is ending, and we're going back to reading more difficult news in another week, which is the same as Shabbos, except for our dress, but there's a chibuv in the mitzvah, the important mitzvah of Abdallah. Have a wonderful day.